You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's the nature of the beast, and that's why you either hate us or you love us.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network, presented, of course, by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. A lot to do. Week 3 NFL line movement, Survivor looks. It's a difficult week. I mean, we thought the first 2 weeks were difficult. Week 3, Week 4, Survivor, there are no big spreads, no double-digit numbers. So we'll get to that, and we'll try to finalize a pick the next couple of days on this show for our Survivor entry into our contest. But right now, you know what it's time for. We do it once a week. Our NFL power rankings, top 5 teams of pro football. We just heard from Ezekiel Elliott, despite a victory by the Cowboys on Sunday over the Bengals, and a good win. I mean, Michael Parsons was excellent, and Cooper Rush played well. They're not, I'm not going to imagine we're going to see the Cowboys here or hear the Cowboys here in our top 5. But I think we're going to have some new entries after last week. Everything changed in the NFL week to week. Top 5 teams right now. Aaron, you want to go first?
Sure. Speaking of the Cowboys, who would have thought two NFC East teams start off the season 2-0, and the Cowboys are not one of them. Yeah. But let me begin. Let's start with number one, the Bills. Monday night's performance just proved once again that the Bills are the best team. They beat the Titans 41-7. Josh Allen threw for 317 yards, 4 TDs in 3 quarters of work. And they just look elite at number one. Looking forward to seeing this matchup in Miami. Short week for the Bills, so they'll be a little bit tested here. But I think this should be a good one in Miami. Bills minus 6. It was 5.5. I don't know if that just moved, but maybe there's still some 5.5s out there. Number two, the Chiefs. The Chiefs are just a step below the Bills for me. Not quite as dominant as we've seen. They just barely escaped with that win over their rivals in the AFC West, the Chargers, that final 27-24. Now, Patrick Mahomes has looked phenomenal this season. He's leading the league in passer rating, tied for the league lead in touchdown passes with 7, and he's second in the league behind Josh Allen in EPA per dropback. But there were like 4 passes that could have been interceptions in that game. So I don't know how lucky he's going to continue to get, but he has looked really good. But he could be due for an interception or two here soon. The Chiefs also got a really, they were getting contributions on both sides of the ball. 7th round pick Jalen Watson got that pick 6 in the 4th quarter. So especially given that this is a division game, I know it wasn't dominant by the Chiefs, but a win is a win in the NFL. So I'm not going to overreact. The Chiefs defense, the front 7 pressured Justin Herbert 11 times, hit him 5 times in the second half. So they just look like another complete team. Number 3, up from number 4 last week, the Philadelphia Eagles fly, Eagles fly. We saw not only the Eagles offense look good, but this time my concern last week was the defense. We saw the defense step up as well. They dominated both sides of the ball against the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Jalen Hurts, he's playing at a high level, 333 yards, 3 TDs. And then Darius Slay stole the show. The Eagles play the Commanders and the Jags next. So that also factored into my number 3 ranking because they've got a pretty good schedule. The Jags look a little better. You know how I feel about the Commanders, but I think they'll stay in this top 3 spot for a while, given their schedule. Number 4, this one was tough. 4 and 5 were tough for me. I'm just going to do it. I'm going with the Bucks. Somehow they are 2-0, sluggish, slow start for Tom Brady, but you know, the old cliche, a win is a win. They're still there. I can't count my guy Tom Brady out just yet. And Todd Bowles had that defense playing well. Tampa has allowed just 13 points so far. Mike Evans suspended. We'll see what happens with that as Aaron Rodgers and the Packers travel to Tampa this week. So that'll be an interesting matchup. See how they stack up there. Will they stay in the top five? Will they be moving out? Will they be sliding down? I'm not as confident in them right now. And then I've got the Chargers. I thought about overreacting here and putting the Dolphins in this fifth spot. But I can't do it just yet. I need one more week and see what our guy Tua. I say our guy loosely. He's not my guy. But I have to admit, as much as it makes me cringe, he looked very impressive. Can he be consistent? That's what I need to see. But for right now, it's the Chargers. You know, they probably should have beat the Chiefs, to be honest. That was a close game, a little bit unlucky. And that's what happens always to the Chargers. They're like the unluckiest team in the NFL. Like, they just can't have nice things. Brandon Staley doesn't help them out either. Punting twice on fourth and two in Chiefs territory. What are we doing? They've got to figure things out. But for right now, they host the Jags. Should be fun. So I got the Chargers at five. So just to recap, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Chargers. Oh, sorry. Bucks, Chargers.
All right. I have a similar list with a couple of differences. I'll go next. Number one, and I think we could go through this. Number one's pretty easily. It's the Buffalo Bills. And I'm not even thinking about it right now. They have looked through 2 weeks like by far the best team in the NFL. I mean, these games have not really been competitive. No one could get them off the field. Their defense has taken the ball. I think they've already generated 7 turnovers in 2 games. If they keep giving Josh Allen and this offense short fields, they're going to win these games by 10 points a week. I mean, the spreads won't matter. That's how good Buffalo has been so far this season. Number two is Kansas City. You know, some people thought that they might struggle early because of all the new pieces, especially, you know, with the wide receiver situation. And they're off to a 2-0 start. And, man, like if they keep going here, they play the Colts this weekend, you know, they may have another season where it's like, oh, are they just going to win this division by 2 games again? Like, maybe this division isn't what we thought it was. Maybe it's theirs. Maybe it's still theirs after all the conversation over the offseason. Buffalo 1, Kansas City 2. They also have the 2 best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Number 3, I'm putting Tampa Bay. I'm not overly impressed aesthetically with it, but the defense is carrying the day right now. I mean, the defense looks like the best defense in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That pass rush is still there. Todd Bowles is still there running that defense. You have to imagine at some point the offense finds whatever their ceiling is this year with Tom Brady. I don't think it's going to be a great offense, but good enough with this defense. They're 3. So I put the Eagles at 4, and I still have Tampa over them because that was the one thing the Eagles really couldn't solve last year was Tampa Bay. They got beat up by them twice. And, like, I would love to see that game in the playoffs because that would tell us, like, have the Eagles really graduated to, like, Super Bowl status, because if they could score on the Bucks, well, then they might get to the Super Bowl. I still have the Eagles behind the Bucks. I'll go Tampa 3, Eagles 4. And then I didn't know what to do either, Aaron. Chargers, Dolphins for the number 5 spot. I thought about the Packers, but you know what? Let me go beat a good team, and then the Packers could be in the top 5 because the Bears stink. So I didn't think about the Packers much, but they're in the mix as well. Ultimately, I put Miami at 5. And here's why. Justin Herbert is hurt right now. So I always do the power rankings like if they played this week. That's what I think in my mind. Justin Herbert has broken ribs. If they played this week, that probably would give Miami the advantage in a game. I go Miami at 5. They've beaten New England. They've beaten Baltimore. And very impressive what their offense has done. So I go Miami 5, and then the Chargers, Packers kind of right after that. So Buffalo, Kansas City, Tampa, Eagles, Miami. Those are my top 5 teams right now.
What's funny about this week is I felt in the first couple, the preseason and then the first power ranking, that is tough after 5. Like, there's a bucket of teams. I didn't find that. I didn't, after the top 5, I was like, yeah, that's about right. I didn't feel bad about any team not making it. It's going to settle itself. All right. Number 1, no suspense. I don't think there's going to be for a while. It's the Buffalo Bills. You know, it's not just Josh Allen's offense. That defense, it's 2 games, 3.6 yards per play. It's like an ocean between that and anybody else. They have the MVP favorite. The other day on Twitter during the game, I asked, I'm like, so what is their weakness? I mean, it's like, it's tough to come up with something. Coin flips? The National Football League changed the rule because of losing a coin flip. I guess that's it. A bruising back, interior offensive line. It's hard to come up with something that they need to improve. The Bills are the best team in football. They came into the season. They've proven that they are at the moment. Number two, I'm sticking with the Chiefs. They have the number two MVP right now as far as the odds and Patrick Mahomes. And I'm curious what they do going on the road facing a desperate Colts team. The result of that is going to be intriguing. Is it going to be another one-score game like we saw this past Thursday against the Chargers, or are they going to pummel them? Interesting. Now we're giving the NFC some respect, right? Like, you guys had a couple NFC teams, and I have a couple NFC teams. So third, I went to NFC, and this is where I felt it got really challenging. But I went with the Bucs. They struggled for much of that game to score. But in the end, I was impressed. When you think about all the injuries they're dealing with at every level of that offense, on the outside, the most important spots on the offensive line as well, and they still go out and win. Did they slay that Saints dragon? I mean, that's not a easy place to win. That's not an easy defense to win against, and we've seen that. And that defense, Joe G., I know we're not supposed to put too much on defense anymore, but that might be the best this year. We'll see over the course if they end up being better than the Bills, but that might carry them where Tom Brady doesn't have to do a lot this season. They just don't have much competition in that division. So Bills, Chiefs, Bucks, top three. All right, I saw enough on Monday. I'm putting the Eagles in there. Eagles are four, another NFC team, and they have the path. My God. And I think they're going to be in this top five for all of us for a while. Look at this schedule coming up. Washington, Jacksonville, Arizona, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Houston, Washington. Woo! When's their first loss coming? I want to see some different props posted on that.
When's their second loss coming? They're going to be one. But like,
they're going to be a favorite in the next six games. They're going to be favorite next six games.
Is their second loss not until mid-November if they take care of business? Probably.
Well, then they're the one seed in the NFC, right?
Yeah.
Right?
They have the easiest path, sure.
Do you think they'll be an underdog at Indianapolis in a month and a half from now or whatever it is?
I thought before the season, yes. Now I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe they're a 2 or 3 point favorite, even if the Colts figure it out.
They could be favored at the Colts. They could be favored at home against Aaron Rodgers if this continues.
Are they an underdog the rest of the season then? Look at their schedule. I stopped looking after that. So quickly, it's Tennessee at home after, off the top of my head. Tennessee, Bears, Giants, Cowboys, Giants, Saints at home, the last two.
Where's the Saints game? At home?
Home.
They might not be an underdog this year moving forward. Honestly.
I mean, I know. Two games
and I'm going so far. But I'm just saying that I'm not impressed with the team, with the games that were supposed to be tough games on the schedule. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. And if that's what this is built on, that's the team I want to fade in the playoffs. Sorry, Joe G. I'm just saying. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening.
We saw the Titans last year, right? That happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I put the Eagles number four and number five. Had the Chargers last week. You don't get dinged for losing by a field goal to Pat Mahomes. You don't. I'm sorry. And when people were screaming for Herbert to be taken off the field, he was making some miraculous plays. Now, also some that he couldn't, like, move 2 yards on, but also some ridiculous dimes were being thrown. So I want to see what he looks at. But you don't get dinged for that. And here's another team. So Eagles, Chargers on 4-5 in the power rankings. Another team with a very soft schedule. So they're probably going to be up there a while. Jacksonville, Houston, Cleveland, Denver, Seattle, Atlanta. All of a sudden that Denver game doesn't look as tough as it did, right? Cleveland, I don't know. I still don't know how to feel about them. But that's a soft schedule moving forward. So I go Bills, Chiefs, Bucks, Eagles, Chargers. Guys, come on. We all agree way too much.
I know. The only thing we disagreed on was Miami and 34? The Chargers, but that really was the Herbert injury, right? Like, if Herbert's fully healthy, I have the Chargers at 5-2. Yeah, there is a lot of agreement there. I'm impressed with the Chargers. As long as Herbert's okay, that they have stars on that defense. I mean, those guys up front, every level, they have star players on defense. They're going to be a force this year. They are. We'll see if the coach, you know, what he does and how he plays things, but they're going to be a force. I wonder, who's the next team to jump into our top five that's not there? Green Bay, when they get their act together? If they go win on the road in Tampa, which I think they
never
can.
Never considered them.
I didn't either. Me but either. I wonder, who's next? Who's next that we didn't discuss today that will be in one of our top five soon? I think Green Bay's got to be it.
It's got to be a team with a loss, right?
Right.
That's flying under the radar.
San Francisco, if they start rolling here. Rams, if they start rolling, one of those teams.
Yeah, so here's the two that I took out. Rams and Ravens. I felt as the week went on last week, and you know, even if they would have held on in that game, I think I still would have removed them. That defense is worrisome, and the injuries are piling up again. It feels like this history repeating itself in Baltimore.
Yeah, they have no pass rushers. They're trying to get JPP in there now. I mean, they have no pass rushers. It's a problem for Baltimore. Coming up next, Survivor Week 3. We'll have our first discussion on where we go with our pick next on the BetQL Network.